Well, Monmouth has a new person steering the ship at City Hall. We wanted you to get to know him. Lou Leone has spent more than a decade in public administration across four states, now settling in as Monmouth's new city administrator. So this morning, we're talking about how he's approaching the job, what he's hearing so far, and where he sees Monmouth headed. So joining us, Lou Leone. Good morning, Lou. Thanks
Good
for joining
morning,
us.
And thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Well, I mean, before we jump into, I guess, the job itself, a little bit about yourself, Lou. Tell us your background, where you're from.
Yeah, just a little bit about myself. I'm actually from Illinois. Grew up in the LaSalle Prue area. My wife is actually from LaSalle Prue area as well. As you noted, I've served in some communities in Kansas, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and my previous community was actually in the northern part of Illinois, and now I'm here in Monmouth.
And he's got a radio voice, Jay.
He does, yeah.
Oh, that's well, thank you. I was a little nervous about that part.
So why Monmouth and why now?
Well, Monmouth is it's a great community, and it's got a lot of, you know, from a city administrator perspective, there's a lot of ingredients there that it already has. It has a, you know, an airport. It has a golf course. It has the cemetery. It's got a great path forward as far as its infrastructure. And it's a community that wants to move forward. And that's always helpful, especially when you have leadership from the mayor and city council. And from what I can gather, the community also wants to move forward. So those are things that makes my job more exciting.
How'd you find out about the job?
Well, in the typical way, they posted the job. And when I was reviewing like different places to potentially apply, Monmouth popped up. And slowly but surely got a little excited. And it was nice. Lou had been there for 9 years, which shows steady leadership. Mm-hmm. And I actually knew of Lou in the past in one of my communities, New London, Wisconsin. Lou was actually the very first city administrator there.
Okay.
So him and I had at least a background to talk about. And then, you know, just that was pretty much the way it went about.
Okay.
Well, and of course, like every interview process, you, I mean, you kind of had to interview Monmouth too. And
correct.
So what was
correct.
It that you needed to know?
Well, just that. I wanted to, you know, a lot of people put in their job descriptions or their brochures that they want to grow. And I've run into a few communities where it seems more like they had that in the brochure, but they weren't showing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least later on, I'd find out that that's not really the case. It was more like clean up this mess and we're good where we're at. And in my field, if you're not growing, you're dying. Is kind of the motto that we go by. And when I interviewed there, and again, talking with Lou, he expressed deeply that they do want to grow. And then talking with the mayor was great during this process, and then the city council. And if they had any questions or concerns, they took plenty of time to research it.
Yeah.
What were some of the questions they had for you?
Some of the questions I had was, you know, again, am I familiar with Illinois? Illinois has a different way about TIFs compared to some of the other states. And then, you know, the typical questions, what's my background? Do I have any degrees? Yeah, it was kind of the basic questions. And then what's my kind of vision as far as Monmouth? And similar to what you asked, why Monmouth?
Okay. So you've worked in Illinois, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Kansas. What's carried over from those experiences into how you're approaching Monmouth?
Dealing with different groups of people, different views on life has carried over, I think, the most. And then, you know, as we talked prior to the show, Kiowa, Kansas being my smallest city. And for those that are actually watching, Kiowa is like right here.
Okay.
So it's a quarter mile up from the state line, which means I can speak English and Oklahoman very well.
Okay.
So in Kiowa, it had a grand total budget of about $3 million. And it was very unique in that you didn't have a whole lot of momentum going forward, so you had to learn very quickly how to streamline the budget, get the most out of every revenue dollar that you get, to try to clean up the system, make it more efficient. And I think that's where I kind of laid the foundation for the way I view like city budgets going forward. In each of my cities, I've always managed to be under budget as far as expenses and over in revenue, at the same time managing to accomplish a lot of long-term projects. So And I think Kiowa kind of set the foundation for that.
Okay.
Lou, what's your most immediate priority as you settle into the role?
Well, right now it's being the new guy. It's actually sitting down and looking at the budget and see where we can maybe tweak a little bit to try to free up some funds to be able to tackle some other issues. I know we need like a fire truck. We could use another firefighter. The police department seems very, very good as far as their job and having like the right rotation for equipment. And then of course, like in a lot of cities, it's infrastructure. It's your water sewer lines. Problems that have been, you know, in the ground for years. I know whenever we talk about like water and sewer lines, it's the less sexy part mm-hmm. about the city administration planning. But it's critical. If you don't have good water coming through, if you don't have the sewer lines fixed, it can create a nightmare.
You've talked about an open door policy for residents. What does that actually look like day to day?
So the way I look at it is I serve at the pleasure of the council, but it's the council that serves the community. So really, it's the citizens that are actually the bosses. Mm-hmm. And so I try to treat everybody equally. And with the open door policy, it's come on in. If you got a question or concern, I'm more than happy to listen to it. If I'm not available, I'm always returning phone calls. I've been known to go to people's houses that because they couldn't make it in between 8 and 5, or in this case, 8 to 4:30. It's because I want to make sure I do the best job I can for the community. So if I've got to go wherever they're at, then so be it.
You've been, I'm sure, doing a lot of listening, you know, from city people, but have you had the community at all reach out to you? I mean, have you been around and talked to people? What are they saying?
So what I typically do in the first like 90 days is start off by interviewing like one-on-one with staff members. So I get a feel for them, and it's typically a high, low, and in-between conversation. Tell me what are we doing good? Tell me what we're doing bad, and what's your opinions on some things? And I do that with council members too. I've already gone through most of the staff. I've already talked to about half of the council already, and I'm just now, beginning with this week, reaching out to local leaders. And then at that point, then I really start focusing more on like walking around town and talking to people. In fact, I actually spent a week ago, Friday, at the Market Alley Wine.
Right.
Just talking with some people there. So, it's where the opportunity is, but I always emphasize everywhere, please reach out to me. You know, the old saying, I can't fix it if I don't know it's broke.
Yeah. Right. Obviously, you came to Monmouth for a job, but you have to live there too. What's your impressions of the city?
Oh, I like it. Again, growing up in Spring Valley, it feels a lot like home.
Mm-hmm.
The colors there are red, and I went to Spring Valley Hall. Sorry for some of the Monmouth high school athletes there. But, you know, we're red and black. It does. It's a weird thing to say without sounding like I'm making it up, but it does. It feels like home. So, yeah. In fact, my wife, for those that have asked me, so I'll answer the question. My wife right now is actually finishing up her shift at the Walgreens up in Lake Geneva. And as of Wednesday morning, she'll be joining me down here.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Have you had Papa's yet?
No.
Do yourself a favor.
The barbecue?
The bar and grill. South Main.
I believe I have.
Just throw a dart at the menu.
Okay.
And then you'll thank me later.
Good, because if they specialize in barbecue, then yes, we had
I don't know if they got any barbecue on the menu these days, but their burgers, tenderloins,
okay.
Dynamite.
I have tried the Italian Village pizza.
That's a must.
And then that's pretty much it. I mean, for those who can see, I am.
You'll make your rounds. We know that.
I am of Italian descent, so I the first thing I try to do is check out the pizza place. I still have to check out O'Fano's.
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about economic development. I mean, have you seen any recent investment or anything that you see in the city of Monmouth that you're looking forward to?
Well, so one of the things I just recently did is I met with the MCAP people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're already starting to, a lot of it is just getting to know what I've done in the past and what they've been working on. So one of the things we're already starting to develop, I believe, is a more of a marketing approach. And I've already worked with Ken, our mm-hmm. internal IT guy, about improving our social media presence. Things like that will start to get, I believe, momentum before we can start reaching out further.
Yeah.
What's your philosophy on economic development?
Well, it's just like...
I mean, how much is the city involved? And then, you know, you mentioned MCAP, and then here, you know, we have KCAP here in Knox County. I mean, how much does it all kind of mix together?
So we're... What I've kind of learned over the years, and my general belief is simply in areas where the city can take the lead, to take the lead, but we don't want to spend a ton of our funds on something like this.
Yeah.
If it's a matter of like connecting like a local leader with, say, a business, that's a great like middleman action for us to do. But as far as like dumping a lot of taxpayer funds into it, I'm not a big believer of that, and I don't think very many communities are.
Yeah.
As far as reaching out further, even talking with other cities to see if there's maybe a business there that's looking to franchise, that's, again, a role I think the city should play.
And it's not economic development, but then, you know, Monmouth is still growing and progressing, and, you know, your downtown has recently undergone a new facelift, especially around the square area.
Yeah, and it's beautiful downtown. That was one of the things that attracted me to it. When I, you know, we did our first interview through Zoom, so you don't get to see much about the city. But then the second interview, when I got a chance to come downtown, I was like, wow, this is they did it right.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, and if someone hasn't been able to make it over to Monmouth here recently, of course, hit by a pretty serious storm. I mean, about a month ago ish.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Cleanup efforts. I know they had a pretty big community cleanup effort, but for the most part, it's everything's pretty much cleaned
up. Yeah, it was a lot of down trees that needed to be removed, and we're in the process of working with IEPA, the Illinois, the CDBG people, Community Development Block Grant people, because with all the way federal funding is going. Illinois has actually directed us that way to get reimbursement funds to be able to replant those trees.
Yeah. Housing, that's an issue here in Galesburg. Imagine it's the same story in most places, but from your perspective, you know, how's the housing situation thus far what you found in the city of Monmouth?
Yeah. According to a housing study that the city had done a few years back, we need more housing, and like you pointed out, in Galesburg and a lot of other communities. And right now the council is debating... it's up for a vote next meeting, whether or not to proceed with a TIF district that we're doing. This TIF district would be purchasing a little over 9 acres of land, and then putting in all the infrastructure. So it's going to be between 18 and 23 homes. And this is something where like the city needed to kind of take the first steps in order to encourage that development. And then once you get it going,
right.
A lot of times that housing takes on its own momentum.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that was kind of a long-winded way of saying, yes, we need more houses, and I'm looking into it.
Okay. You've mentioned wanting to build partnerships, Monmouth College, the school district, and you've already mentioned the Maple City Area Partnership. What does collaboration look like to you?
You know, we all have our own strengths. Some have a little wider reach, or at least the ability to reach out further, like Monmouth College, you know, because they're always advertising in order to get students to apply. And there too, they might have like a little twist on the marketing that might help us spread the word further. Working with MCAP, a lot of them are business background. So, what kind of incentives do you think would entice somebody to either stay and expand their business or attract them to come here? So that's where, and then on our side, it's what can the city do? What kind of state and federal grant dollars are available to try to spur that development? So we all bring a little piece of the puzzle together.
Right. Well, of course, Monmouth, 15 minutes from Galesburg, and even though it is a different county, you know, do you see any opportunities there between Galesburg and Knox County and Maple City?
Oh, yes. We're in a lot of ways, you know, our success helps Galesburg, and Galesburg's success helps us. So, I believe that there is a lot of synergy there.
Right.
You know, a year from now, what would you tell, how would you evaluate if the first year went well? What needs to happen over this first year?
Well, the first and foremost, you know, my highest priority is, of course, the budget, and make sure that we didn't break the budget, didn't have to amend it, And that we did well as far as the forecasting. So that it would be a success, one of the first successes. And then the other would be to make sure that there's still that unity within the staff and that morale is up. That's another one. And then, you know, we talked about housing. It's seeing that housing or seeing the uptick in the number of residential developers that are reaching out to us. So those are, at least in the first year, by year five, when, you know, we're 100,000 people, that'll be a different conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything about Monmouth that surprised you that you didn't know about before getting to Monmouth?
No, not really. Lou was pretty open about a lot of the questions, so nothing so far has surprised me.
I think it's
me.
The amount of maple trees that a lot of people are surprised
There's
by.
That.
Amount of brick buildings. But
yeah, and well, and
it makes sense.
When it comes to infrastructure, there are some things that you see over time. And I've seen communities with what's transite, which is asbestos concrete in the water lines, lead, galvanized, and various types of plastic pipes. I even joke around one time that one city had bamboo for water pipes. So none of that has so far I've seen in Monmouth. I think if I had to say something that truly shocked me or surprised me, it was some of our sewer lines are actually brick sewer lines, which I hadn't heard of that in a long time.
Yeah.
So that kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah. Mild surprise is a surprise.
Yeah.
Like I said, I look at more of what some people see as the non-sexy part.
Right,
of city
right.
administration.
But it's also really nice to not be surprised.
That is true. That is very true. You know, knock on wood.
You know, as we wrap up here, business retention and expansion is on your list of priorities. What does that conversation look like with an existing Monmouth business owner?
Well, similar to the one-on-ones, it's, okay, what can we do to help you be more successful? Maybe it's the traffic pattern isn't right. Sometimes in a communities that have a one-way street, it's kind of pulling people away. Maybe it's like just fixing up the roadway in front or code enforcement, making sure that the area around the business is picked up, that the business owner doesn't have an actual voice on. So things like that to kind of spruce it. And then, you know, when it comes to sometimes having meetings, maybe even shift the meeting instead of always having it at city council. Well, let's go to like the Italian Village, or let's go to Alfano's, or let's go to Poppy's. The stuff like that to kind of share the love and bring a little new emphasis on the business.
Yeah. We are just about out of time, Lou, but before we let you go, is there, other than being a Cubs fan, is there anything you want Monmouth residents to know about you?
Just that I'm action-packed with dad jokes, so be careful. and sometimes you might come in for a 10-minute conversation, but if the conversation is enjoyable like this one, it may go a lot longer. So be careful of your time around me.
Okay, there you go. Luke, thanks a bunch for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Once again, Lou Leone, new city administrator for the city of Monmouth. This full interview will be available at your fingertips later on this morning at WGIL.com. Luke, thanks again.